Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. So here we are. This is Ron, and we're having our wonderful BBS program. And today is Wednesday, middle of the week. It would be middle of the work week if you started on Monday. And the date today is May 28th, 2014. And it's if anybody has a situation out there, so if you have something going on in your life, maybe you've been taken out on timelines. Maybe you saw a car drop into you and don't know what's going on. Or drop on you, I should. Well, that'd be even worse. But remember that YouTube video with the in Germany with that semi being abducted. So if you're brand new, you might want to look at that. I don't know how to really what it actually states, but it would be in Germany. So a semi truck abduction. That might be or alien abduction or something. You may want to look at that. Then I also like the barking cat one. That's real neat too. People that are wondering what happens with entities and things. But basically, here we go. So think of a situation that you may have had. Hopefully, it wasn't too bad, and just allowed you to kind of more fully understand what's here on Earth and what's happening. And dealing with emotional stuff is the main issue that we have here. That gets recycled continuously through other people around you, and they can bring you into their drama and trauma. So here we go. Think of one of the situations that you got drawn into, and I really hope that you didn't start the issue, as you shouldn't be doing that. You should have the emotional clearing where just listen and not get attached and walk away, Renee. With these situations. So here we go. Emotional issues for people. If you had something, maybe you never had anything this week. That'd be wonderful. But if you did, here we go. But if you have an old one that's kind of lingering and you start thinking and now you go, wow, this happened to me at the age or, well, we can help you out with that. So here we go. Think of that issue. I'm going to clear that one for you, one only. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, and now look at it and see the charge on it. You're still going to be able to look at it, see it, you know, in Technicolor or whatever, but you're going to say, wow, I just was like I'm just viewing it. It didn't really happen to me. So if you're not at that point, then I'll do it again for you. So bring it up again, and your body should be relaxing more. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, now you're ready for the light beam to be activated, everybody. So bring up the light beam on the monitor screen that you have. Or if you have a cell phone, you want to go to creationlightship.com. Bring up the light beam there too. But here we go. You're going to activate that to bring in peace energy. If you don't have any of those, then just or unable to go on the net, then just listen and we'll bring you into peace. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's see. Let's do one for maybe anxiety. So here we go. If you have any anxiety coming up here, so think of it. Another issue. So one, releasing that from you. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So, we have Cindy on tonight. So, Cindy, are you out there somewhere?
I am actually here. So, thank you very much.
That's good.
Better thank there, you for the clearing.
Better here than there, right?
Exactly. At least I know where I'm at. That's a good thing. Oh. Well, thank you so much for the clearings. Ron, I wanted to just mention one thing before we continue with our show, and that is the BBS Fast Chat is down right now, technical difficulty, so just wanted to let you know. And second to that, if you have any questions or suggestions regarding self-empowerment, which is our topic tonight, please send email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We really enjoy the emails, and it helps us keep information organized, and we can share it with everyone during the show. So please send your emails. And in the meantime, Ron, I know we have newcomers that have joined the show, and maybe somebody that's been with Creation Lightship for a while and just don't use this. I'm wondering if you can explain the finger exercise and go through that with us.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's a good thing. We're talking about being here. So where are you, everybody? Are you in the present moment? Or have your thoughts and or abductions, I don't want to scare anybody, but remember, when you're not here, where are you? Well, if you're not here, then you're either going to be in the past or the future. And so, like, if you daydream, you're not here. You're out on a timeline daydreaming. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So let's see where you are. So the real simple exercise is to take your index finger of either hand, left or right, and just kind of have your body put that index finger in front of you to see if it's directly in front of you. So just kind of stick it out there. And if you look and it's off center from your forehead looking straight ahead, then you know that you're in, you know, like if it's on the right side, you're in the future. And if you're on the left side of center, then you're in the past, okay? Oh, just take your finger and move it and see where it lands. And, you know, you basically it should be about a foot in front of you. It's just a real simple thing. Like, put your hand out, put your index finger pointing up, and where does it land? Is it exactly in front of you or pretty close? If it is, that's great. If it ends up being over on the left side, maybe a foot over, then you're in the future. And you could be a couple of weeks in the future. I won't say that 1 foot equals 2 weeks. But it might be, you know, something that you can at least think about, you know, and maybe 2 feet could be a month. So we'll just say that's kind of correct. May not be, but you can get an idea. Wow, what am I doing way back here like a month ago, you know? What was I thinking about today? And is my life responding to what happened a month ago, okay? Because you can look at it and go, wow, I'm recycling this energy. Did they give me a copy and paste of a month ago, and I'm re-experiencing that same thing over again? This is the way, you know, you can self-empower yourself and just move your finger slowly to in front of you, and that will bring you back here. So remember, you're using this to change, say, the pages in your book of life, and you're coming back to this present moment. And if it's to the right, then you're in the future. So the future would be, in a sense, probably wanting to create something for you, I would think, because you're trying to plan your future. So you're off in the future living something that's not a reality here, but you're trying to make it exist into your future. And so that would be on a future timeline, and the past is a past timeline. You shouldn't be on any one of these timelines. So try the finger exercise. I know some people who move their finger back and forth slowly, and you can even try it. If you move your finger, I'll count to 10 and move it when I'm counting from 1 to 10, 2 inches, and just see what happens. You might get a little dizzy even. So go to the left first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you should be about an inch. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're actually in the past. And if you had a pain in the past, you know, you might have the pain right now. Because now you're on that past timeline of what happened to you. So, and you should be losing energy right now. If you feel like your body is getting drained of energy, it's because it's activating a timeline and bringing you onto it. Okay? Now let's bring you back to where you should be in the present moment. So we're going back again. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you notice, everything should seem in sync in your room. It could even be possible, this would be like the sci-fi night, you know, on Fridays, but it could be possible as you move your finger and you stop, something might disappear in front of you that was there before. That's only because the timeline never got created with everything on it. That could be pretty scary. You may have noticed that some things happen on the timelines when you're on one, and, you know, they should be there, you know. It'd be kind of like trying to go down a street, a busy street, and they switch the timelines on you, middle of the day, we'll say, and there's lots of traffic, and all of a sudden they switch the timelines, and maybe you're there with bright lights on like normal, but it's like 5 in the morning, but they made it into day for you, and you go, well, where'd all these cars go? There'd be a lot of cars here on the city street where they're not here now. And then all of a sudden you go into a store, and they switch you back into the right timeline, which would be, we'll say, in the now. And all of a sudden you walk outside, and there's 30 cars parked on the street. And you go, where do they come from? You know, well, that's what happens. I was talking to a person a little while back here, and they were saying, gee, Ron, this is kind of strange, but filled the bird feeder full of bird food, and there's always birds around, and no birds came. And that's another one of those paranormal experiences, which means what happened to that timeline, okay? So there's all kinds of weird things that happen. So anyway, I'll just do that for the past. I don't want to do the future. It'll just take too long for the show here to carry on. But that's what happens. And you might feel a little dizzy by moving your finger. And at least it's an indication to you that, wow, things do happen kind of in the strange aspects of our common reality here. And our reality is only real when you're in the now. Otherwise, you're in a fabricated timeline. So I guess I'll just turn it back over to you. Oh, life force energy. Here we go. So let's do the, I now increase my life force energy. And so what you can do is say it out loud. And for the newbies, what you can do, and even the oldbies, you can take your hands, palms facing each other, and move your hands slowly in, and you should feel like a invisible ball or spring tension between your hands. You know, you can only go so far really slow, and they don't want to go any further. Kind of like having two magnets with the same poles facing each other. So you should be anywhere between probably, I would guess, at least 2 inches, maybe a foot, and just sample it. And now what you want to say out loud is, I now increase my life force energy. You can write that down. It's very simple. I now increase my life force energy. And then move your hands apart, maybe an extra foot or two, and come in slowly. And you're going to notice that they might have maybe went out maybe 6 inches to a foot further than what it was when you started. It's just an indication for you that it's working. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And then move your hands further apart. And just come in and sample. You don't want to fluff your hands back and forth like you're a little bird. You just want to leave them so you can feel the energy. Otherwise, you're building energy up. That's completely different. And don't do that. Just sample. I now increase my life force energy. And once you get to pull out alongside of you with your hands, then you don't have to move your hands anymore. You can just keep saying it out loud. So it's kind of good to get an idea that it works. And we'll do it 5 times. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And a couple more. I now increase my life force energy. And one more time. I now increase my life force energy. If you say this 50 times, you're going to be very, very charged up. You want to continue and do it about 1,000 times. You might find some energy blockages inside of your body get released. You might have your body internally kind of quiver or shake or something. And very possibly, as you're doing this, you're bringing in more spirit energy. If your body does kind of jerk or twist, that could be an alien leaving you. Maybe one of those alien life forms. So, anyway, I guess I'll give it back to you, Cindy.
All right. Thank you so much. If I wasn't in the now and present, previously, I definitely am now. I felt a huge release in the involuntary sigh right after you were doing the finger exercise. So thank you so much for doing that and reminding us. I have a question, Lon. Are we taking callers this evening?
Yeah, we could do that if it's related to self-empowerment. You have a self-empowerment question about maybe an issue that you're dealing with. That would work out fine.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we could do that.
Great, thank you. I believe there was a beep, and so I'm so sorry, caller, if you've been waiting. If you're still on the line, please state your name.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, what's your name?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Where are you from?
Seattle.
Seattle, okay.
Oh,
hey,
wait, Michael, do you have a self-empowerment question for Ron?
I think this has to do with self-empowerment. It was kind of like a testimonial. This was just a follow-up to an issue that I was asking Ron about. I was a person who kept seeing 11-11, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4, 5-5 at the end of every, actually every hour. And it happened about two or three times an hour. And so I didn't completely get rid of it, but Ron suggested doing, I remember I went through basically a bunch of archives and also some of the suggestions that he said on the TV show, and I did the robotic clearing, and I felt some minor relief, but I felt a major relief just from my head when I did the crown chakra disconnection. Like, it felt really, really great. So, you know, I don't know exactly what it did, but, you know, I'm really appreciative of that because it just felt great, you know. And I kind of put in this issue that I was dealing with. And I also was just doing the alien head connectors every day just to knock it out. But I had one question. I wanted to see if Ron was able to sense, like, what alien race was tracking me. Because I think, I was just thinking, because it was so bodily, like, it really wasn't, like, it didn't come at a time when I, like, felt emotions or anything. It was just, like, so automatic. I was wondering if I could target maybe the race and pull that off as well to just kind of add in support with the other things. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. I did the alien abduction barcode removal, and I felt, like, lots of, I guess, just energy come off me, which was really, really, really interesting as well.
Yeah, I think you had the Palladians on you.
Palladians?
Yep. So put that into the clearing.
Man,
that's what it felt like to me as you were talking.
Yeah, I was, you know, what's strange about that is I kind of felt that, but, like, I didn't, like, it's very strange. And I wonder if other people on the fast check go through this as well. Like, whenever, this is just something that I go through when I'm doing healings. Whenever I'm doing healings that involves actual races of aliens, my mind will start getting kind of like, well, what do I say about them? And it doesn't happen when I'm doing timelines for events in my life, but when I'm targeting particular races or particular beings that are attacking me, immediately that kind of fog or kind of like uncertainty of what to say pops up. It's so strange.
Yeah, I think they're probably giving you a energetic transmission to numb your mind out, you know, mind fog, something like that. Since you're doing a lot of those pre-sample clearings that basically are all for alien stuff, which ones have you done that you really like doing all the time? I'm just curious, since you're doing probably a lot of those, I would suspect.
Well, about 6 months ago, I was calling you in a real frantic upset, I remember, and you recommended doing the alien head connectors, and I remember for a month straight, I did that every single day. And usually, whenever I do alien attack healings, I usually don't feel that much. Usually it's more the emotional or the timelines where I feel stuff. But for the alien head connectors, for like almost 2 months straight, I felt something every single time. And that's been the number one thing that I kind of go towards. The satellite timeline crashes, I kind of do when I'm like about to go to sleep. But really, I think what has really helped me the most is the alien head connectors, because it was so fast. And like, usually I would notice when aliens were hitting me, because I would feel a cord, like literally, like kind of directly above my left eye and my right eye, and kind of tuning into my third eye, I guess, or whatever it's called. And there would be a dented type of pressure right there. And then it would start to affect my emotions, and I would start getting really, really pissed off at work. So that was my number one thing with the alien head connectors, and that has really, really helped it almost immediately. And then following up with the unlimited emotions for like whatever they're re-stimulating. But this new one that I asked you about, it's so weird because it's so fast. It's like usually two or three years ago when I used to be a part of like a lot of New Age stuff, you know, I'd see it like once or twice a week. But for the last 6 months, it's been every single hour for three or four times an hour. It's creepy. So, yeah, that stuff has been what has helped me.
Wonderful.
Michael, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did you perchance do the alien remote viewing disconnection? That's one of the new clearings that Ron had put up as a free sample.
I've never done that before.
Well, it sounds like in what you've been explaining, that would be useful for you. Ron, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I would think so, because, you know, the head connectors, it could go hand in hand with that one, maybe. So, you know, that's what it sounds like to me, only because they kind of like you a lot, and maybe you're watching you.
Bittersweet.
So,
it's bittersweet.
Yeah, bittersweet, huh? Yeah, so I would try that. Why don't you try that, and maybe you can get on, you know, maybe next week, you know, be Wednesday show or something, and if you're able to do that and tell the people what, you know, how it felt by doing that, because I think we do have listeners that maybe only can only tune into maybe one show a week, possibly. So they're on to your show here, or our show with you on it, let's put it that way, and they may want to know how you felt about doing this one, too, because I think that'd be quite interesting.
So could you repeat the one you wanted me to try, the alien remote viewing? Is that the one?
Yes, uh-huh, yes. It's probably one of the ones near the bottom on that list.
Okay. Well, hey, Ron, I just want to say that whatever happens, I do feel like there's layers of stuff being removed. So, you know, I really do appreciate the suggestions, especially with the crown, the alien crown connection. Because that one always tends to surprise me. Like when I do it one time, the first time I didn't feel anything, because I was really unsure on how long to place it. But then I just focused purely on the crown chakra, and I felt so much stuff. And so I just followed the steps each way, and that was really, really a positive result. So I see what you meant by sort of disconnecting from it. It's a different feeling than like kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but I felt better.
That's great. Wonderful. Yeah. Very, very, it's very nice to help
you. The last thing I wanted to mention was, I know this isn't sci-fi night, but there was a movie that's coming out that you might want to talk about tomorrow that I think has a lot of presence in what you've been talking about with timelines, like a lot. And it's called The Edge of Tomorrow by Tom Cruise, and it's actually coming out later this year in 2014. And the preview on YouTube, like the full preview, it explains a story of a man fighting aliens who put people on timelines, and what happens is he gets killed, and then he goes right back to the same timeline and gets killed again, and then goes back, and he's fighting aliens at this remote location on timelines. It's hard to explain, but it's weird, but it was so detailed to, like, you know, I wanted to bring that up as well.
Yeah, I think I'll have to watch that one. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I might, yeah. I enjoy movies like that, especially ones that are real. Oh. Okay, well, I guess.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks, Michael, for bringing that up. I just wanted to thank you, Michael. Your call is perfect timing because we were speaking about self-empowerment, and even though you may not originally have seen what you were conversing about as self-empowerment, it definitely is. And I'm so glad that you're investigating the different healings to figure out for some relief, and you're giving everyone else ideas too. So thanks so much for calling tonight.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate Ron, and definitely going to try the remote healing. I didn't even know it was on there, so the remote viewing.
It's Third from the Bottom, I believe. You'll see a couple other new ones, too, that you can try later.
Okay, I will.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and if you have any other questions, you can certainly send them off to clsquestions@yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good night, Michael.
Bye.
Ron, I do have some questions that came through CLS Questions. Shall we review those?
Yeah, let's do those.
You have a...
Sure, yeah, we got about half past, so that'd be great. Yeah, wonderful.
Okay, great. Thanks.
I want to put something up for the listeners. I even think of this myself, but it doesn't really pertain to me. But as you hear here, as we talk about clearings and things, and like Michael was saying, he does this and he feels better. It's not that you're becoming codependent upon a clearing, okay? To a newbie, it might sound like, gee, do I have to do this all the time? And am I codependent upon this clearing? And it doesn't work that way. It makes you feel better because you're getting rid of stuff. If the stuff wasn't on you to begin with, the clearing wouldn't do any good at all. And so as you start doing more of these clearings, especially the free ones there, you start getting the stuff released from you. And then from there, you don't really need to do maybe a whole lot of them. But the whole thing is, you're already in the soup. The New Age teaching basically would tell you that, you don't want to hear about this stuff. Run away from it because you're going to bring it into your life. Well, you're already in it. You're already in that soup. And you're trying to find, the life preserver. And there's none there. But we're giving you one. So just go on and do the clearings so that you can have a better life. And that's why I put them on the website. A lot of the clearings that we have there is only because we're trying to help people get out of what they're, in the mire, we'll say. So you want to get out of where you are to have a better life and need to get rid of the emotions, which is why they're connecting to you and why you're having all your problems in this lifetime. So that's why we recommend the whole lifetime emotional clearing first. And sometimes other clearings are also beneficial, but that's the main one, is to get that under your belt and see where you are. Anyway, that's what I wanted to bring up, because sometimes a newbie might think that, we're trying to make them codependent on the clearings, and I'm not doing that whatsoever. In fact, maybe doing a clearing once a month might help you. If you do it more, you may not feel anything at all, which means you may not need it. So, to just kind of, monitor yourself and see how it's helping you. And I have a lot of people that have been under alien attacks. That's why we got it on the website, all the different clearings for that, under the Eliminating Alien Attacks. It's $30 for the month, $10 a week, and that's why I put it up, because people came to me and said, gee, Ron, I'm under alien attack, and it took me about probably a couple of years to finally want to put something on the website, because I didn't really want to deal with aliens, you know, on a one-on-one basis. Yes, but so far, that's where we are, and it's helping lots and lots of people. I get emails off and on, people saying, gee, I can't believe your site's really dealing with aliens. Nobody out there even wants to touch them, you know. They'll talk about how nice they are or talk about what they're doing, give us all these pictures. But after I see all that, then I'm traumatized because I might have, you know, brought back an image of an alien doing something to me. And now I saw their picture on somebody's website, and now I'm really freaked out. What do I do about that? So we have solutions. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Cindy, and maybe we can read some of the stuff.
Sure. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the reminders on that and your suggestions, and that's great as far as not being addicted or reliant on the healing so much. And yet it's nice to be able to go in and search for different issues that come up in our lives to utilize that. Before we go into the questions from CLS questions, do you think that we could do a clearing? You had mentioned about the alien attack clearing, and Michael was...
Yeah, I could do something there. There's a whole bunch of those. I think there's 8 different options. Very extensive. So when you get in there, you might become overwhelmed at first. Just kind of read it over and, you know, kind of see how, you know, what you kind of, you know, are relating to. What I'll do is one for everybody. And we're going to go back to when you were very, very young, probably in diapers, and your mother was holding you, or you're laying on the bed, and you had your feet getting picked and poked and prodded with pins as they're trying to connect to your energetics of your body through your meridians on the bottom of your feet. And so here we go, everybody. We'll probably bring you back maybe at, 3, 6 months, something like that, going back to your far distant past. And here we go. We're going to take away the energy from that and just kind of feel your feet energy now. So I'm going to do the left foot first. So we're going to clear away 1 week of these pins here and prods and whatever else you're doing. And here we go. So I'll count to 10 to do 1 week. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And kind of check out your left foot, maybe the bottom of your foot. Just see how it's feeling to you. Is it lighter? Does it feel like maybe you had a pain that went away? You know, that's a possibility. Maybe it feels softer if you want to touch it. Here we go. Maybe it's getting warmer. Let's do the right foot. So here we go. Same thing. 1 week of pins being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go, and let's see how your feet are feeling. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. My left foot feels great. I was feeling some light pins, and I didn't even realize until you mentioned it. So thank you very much for that. My left foot feels a little bit warmer, too.
Okay, I'm going
to do one more. Lighter and warmer.
Do one more clearing for that. Let's just say that they were doing something to you, these unwanted universal travelers out there, okay? They somehow had a beginner technician, I could use that, I guess, laboratory technician working on you, and they were using something physical, and they broke this pin off in your foot. This is what I'm seeing with somebody out there. And
wow,
so,
right.
And you don't know that it's in there. You can't see it, but, you know, you think it's a bone spur or something. It's that pin. So here we go, everybody. Let's work on your left foot. This also includes, you know, the joints, you know, on your toes. So here we go. Taking that out of your left foot. And I'll also do ankle. So this will be quite interesting. I think a lot of you are going to have some relief. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Now we'll do the right foot, right ankle, and your toe joint. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so since we don't have fast chat, if you could send me a little testimonial, if you feel better. You know, you may not know until tomorrow when you start walking tomorrow and you go, wow, I used to limp and I'm not limping anymore or something. So please send us something. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thank you for doing that, Ron. I wanted to mention that for the new folks, that Creation Lightship Healing is love-based and heart-centered, and the website is creationlightship.com. And we reviewed a couple of the healing samples, and actually there's quite a few listed there, and the samples are listed on the left side of the website. On the right side of the website, we have our icons for radio stations and archives, and we also have the question and answer Wikipedia, which is really great whether you're a newcomer or not. You can search by topic and get some ideas on different clearings to do with the situation you might have. So I wanted to be sure and mention that. And also, Ron, I had an email come in from a listener regarding the finger exercise and wanted to ask you about that. How would that affect another person that is talking about the past or present drama? There's something going on with this other person. If we do the finger exercise, will that help the person get on the present timeline?
Well, it could. I would say it's not designed for that, but it could. Let's just say that you're talking to, your friend, and they're telling you about a past experience, and it probably normally would not be a good one. But regardless, it's still a past experience that they had. So what that's doing is it's bringing you into their timeline.
Right.
So I'll just describe this a little differently. If I start saying, I'm watching TV and I see a picture of deers, well, right away you're going to go into your mind and try to figure out where you saw deers to know what I'm talking about. That puts you on the timeline of deers, which could have been, 10 years ago when you saw that program. So now you're on that timeline. But what it could do, it could also activate in you, as you're talking to this person, a similar event that you had that you're relating to now. So it does put you onto either their timeline or one that you've had experience on. And if you didn't have a clue what they're talking about, that'd be the best thing, because that means you weren't on a timeline. Remember, your past is all timelines. The fact that you're relating to it means that it probably happened to you in this lifetime or some other lifetimes in the past, which we'll call genetic lifetimes, okay, from your DNA. So, yeah, could that help somebody if you did the finger exercise? Well, it might take the energy off of you as they're talking to you, because they automatically took you there, because remember, you're listening and you went there with them. They invited you on their trip, okay? Their trip on their timeline of that drama and trauma or whatever, and you're there. You're now there. So you could even try it. This would be a great exercise to try. And when they're talking to you about this happened, put your finger out and it should go to the left. It means that you're on that timeline with them. And bring yourself back into the present moment. They may think you're a little weird by moving your finger, but you're going to feel the energy shift. And then you're no longer connected as deeply into their timeline. Now, naturally, after they leave you, know that you are on that timeline. They brought you onto that timeline, and you're living on that timeline that they brought you into. Now you want to do timeline crashes. This is true, whatever you see out there, like in the media, on TV or whatever, or hear about, You're on that timeline. You're not supposed to be there. You're supposed to be in the now. So that's what you want to do, is a clearing on that. So when you start hearing stuff that's really awful, you're on that timeline. And what's on that timeline? Most of the timeline, it deals with suffering and stuff. You know, and that's not good. So why should you be suffering and bringing some type of suffering into your life in your current experience? Just because you're on a timeline from the past and you resonate with that and you're living there. So that's the whole thing, is to be in the now. And I hope I'm making sense to people, because once you start listening to more of these programs, even though you may have heard me talk about it many times, all of a sudden you're going to wake up and go, now I really get it, you know? And so for some people, they kind of want to become a recluse because they've had clearings, know that they don't want to be corrupted, and they don't want to have any alien critters hop into them. So they just kind of want to be very peaceful and live in that peace, because the only way you're going to find it is to do the mind-to-heart drop and to release a lot of your issues that you have, and then you're at peace with your issues. You want to become at peace, and that's what happens with people. And that's a really nice place to be. And tell all of your friends to do the mind-to-heart drop, which I'll do before we close the show here. Bring them into peace.
Okay.
Also. That's all that you can give them, is peace. That's what they're looking for. May not know that, but that's what they're looking for, is peace. Back to you, Cindy.
Great. Thank you so much. I also wanted to remind everyone about our monthly calls. And we had a call Saturday and Sunday. And then we have two more Saturdays coming up. So So we have June 7th, and that's the 4-hour special monthly ascension healing session on Saturday. And then we have three Sundays, June 8th, June 15th, and June 22nd. And that's for the physical body organ rejuvenation, nervous system, organs, skeletal, blood rejuvenation, and those are 8-hour calls. So be sure and check those out. The event information is at the top of creationlightship.com. Also listed there, you'll see the special weekly clearing, which certainly helps with other issues that come up. Today's Wednesday, so tomorrow is the Thursday call, and that's on the clone body removal. And we have Friday call. It's the energy removal special, and then next week on Tuesday will be the cording removal special. So those are all great too. They're about an hour approximately, and those are nice fillers in between. So that is good to remember. And then wanted to also just bring up a little bit about the self-empowerment healing on creationlightship.com. And if you were to go on to the website, and you could just search for self or self-based EMP, and the self-empowerment healing clearing will come up. And this is an amazing healing. It contains 38 thoughts and feelings that you can choose an option for, and it's quite a range. And also, this is a 6-week clearing. There is a note, when once you purchase the clearing, there's a note about valid for 30 days. However, this is good for 6 weeks, which is really an amazing extension of that. So thank you, Ron. And I'm wondering if, Ron, we could have a healing on either disempowerment or sabotage, self-sabotage.
Okay, so here we go. So think of how you self-sabotage yourself. Could be anything, and it may not even have been you doing it, but you're now guilting yourself. You know, I guess the self-sabotage is you're trying to lose weight, maybe, and you know, you're great, you're eating all the proper foods, and you're eating less food, and you're having success losing weight, and then all of a sudden, walk by an ice cream store, and outside the ice cream store is a couple hundred entities. They all want to get some of that chocolate ice cream or something. So they hop into you, and you now have this thought, you know, I've lost 10 pounds. I could have an ice cream now. So you go in there, and you know, you think, well, gee, I could maybe get the larger one out of what they're selling there instead of the real small one. So you get that, and it's your favorite ice cream, and you eat it, and you think, you know, I can get one more of these, because I really love this ice cream. So now you have two of these. And then you get home, and you think, what did I do? Well, it was the entities that stepped into your body that wanted to eat that wonderful ice cream. They're still outside that ice cream store waiting to have somebody else come in there where they can jump into their body to eat the ice cream. But now you're feeling guilty that you sabotaged yourself because you had the ice cream that you never would have even thought about. Somehow you felt compelled to walk into that store, which was them doing that. So here we go. Think of a time that you self-sabotaged yourself. And more than likely, it's entities that hopped into you. And you still could have these entities. Okay? So look at your patterns. You pick up a pattern when you think about this self-sabotage, okay? So think of that one issue that started it off, maybe. Just one that you have in general. And we release the energy from you, and that could be like guilt. We're going into this energetic body of like what you may have for self-sabotaging yourself. It will not get rid of the entity, but it will get rid of the mindset that you have that you're beating yourself up about doing this particular thing. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. There we go. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Apparently I needed that one. When I think about the self-sabotage, I think about clearings and my past that I've mapped out as far as what clearings I would like to do next. Though, I feel like part of what I self-sabotage is that I postpone putting them into the New Earth transport. I don't know if anyone else is having that issue, but it certainly is important for us to load those into the New Earth transport so that the light beings will be able to pick up our light fragments. You think that's common, Ron, that people get behind in clearings or...
Yeah, I would say it could be, but just put in the clearings, you know, if you can do it once a week, that'd be great. It doesn't take that long to do. You know, I know everybody has schedules and stuff, but, you know, it is a good thing to do. That way they like you, you know, as you do that. Oh, you have another great clearing under the self-empowerment series there that I can do a sample on?
Well, the disempowerment. And where does disempowerment come from? Is that something self-imposed, or is it what somebody else is doing to us?
It could be both. Remember, you have to have it to begin with. So the way to look at your things is, you know, it's not that all of a sudden you wanted experiences one thing, so you ran into this the whole thing, you know, full charge and wondered how you got there. You already have the issue. And so then people activate it in you to make it real to you, okay? So you have a blocked energy. If everything happens in the invisible first. So people read you in the invisible energies. And then from there, if you're in that invisible energy long enough, then it will manifest into the physical. And that's what happens when you start having like reactions with people and stuff. and that's still in the invisible, but they're reading it. And then from there, what could be happening after that, after they're telling you all about this situation or something like that, you know?
Right.
An example would be like you overhear a conversation, you go, oh, man, my friend George got into an awful car wreck. And you hear that and you go, oh, boy, well, that doesn't happen to me, you know? That's probably your first reaction. And then a week later, you hear somebody else talking about an awful car wreck, or you see it on TV or something like that, you know? Well, that's your second time. So now you better start finding out what energy is blocked inside of you that could very possibly bring you into that situation, because you got your warning, okay? And, you know, do some
right.
searching, you know, check your body out. Say, wow, why am I seeing this here? You know? And you may start getting the answers, and it will come to you. But if you get them all real quick, you know, like three in a day or two of the same similar situation, then you might just want to stay home the next day and do the work to find out what's going on, because it could be right on your doorstep waiting for you to, you know, open that bag of tricks up and to cause yourself harm. And then you're going to say, you know, after you have that car wreck, you say, you know, I knew that was coming. I had that insight. I kind of felt it. But normally people don't go into the next step, which is, you know, I saw that in other people, and that was the clue for me. So that's how you want to look at that. But I'll do a clearing. So here we go. The clearing, what do you want to call that one now? Because I went in a different direction here.
I'm sorry, what did you ask?
What clearing is on the self-empowerment page that you want me to clear?
Disempowered.
Disempowered. Okay, so here we go. Being disempowered. So think of your situation. And the ones on that clearing are like big Band-Aids. It's not a whole lifetime clearing, but as you do them, you're going to find yourself getting some relief. And that'll allow you to move on. So here we go. Think of an issue that you had. So I'm going to clear that one issue. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So our show is coming to a close here. So I wanted to do the mind to heart drop. And this you can do yourself to all your friends. And you want to just command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart, and you're going to be at peace. That's what you're trying to get to through your whole lifetime is peace. And here we go. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards as the thoughts drop down. And here we go. So dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll do it a couple more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So, back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Excellent. Thank you so much for doing that. I just wanted to review the new Earth Transport Clearing. If we have newcomers and you're not familiar with that, we usually post it on the fast chat along with the passcode so that you can get in there free. If you're not familiar with it, please send your question or request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send those to you. The new Earth Transport Clearing is where we log our completed healing so that the light can find us or identify us upon ascension. So send us an email if you have any questions on that or anything else. We love the emails. So thank you very much, everyone, and thank you, Michael, for calling in. And thank you, Ron, for all the great healing.
Okay, everybody, so we'll see you later. Next show is Friday on Station 2, same time. So blessings. Thank you, Cindy. See you later, everybody.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, everyone.